This is Boston Accents Podcast, Episode 9, recorded on 4/13/2021. In this episode, we talk about stuff like Carlsbergs and fiction, good old Ed 209, and eating crickets. Enjoy.
The whole intro, the intro has been ruined
Boston
now.
Boston Accents Podcast.
What did they vote?
Boston Accents.
Now do you like it?
Boston Accents.
Born and raised in Quincy.
Boston Accents.
Boston Accents.
Boston Accents.
Quincy kid.
Boston Accents.
Dorchester.
Dewey's a good kid.
Boston Accents.
Revere.
Then he's seen the car. So he's had him running down here.
Every time.
All right.
Dude, that's fucking
on?
Let's get down to fucking business right now, yeah. Out of the fucking gate. Dude. This is fucking bullshit. So for those of you that knew, and I'm assuming most people that listen to this shit probably did, the intro was Battle Ruins, right? Yeah. Which is some music that, you know, Bob and I kind of put out or whatever. Another band that we put out some shit by is Hammer and the Nails.
Apparently never heard them either.
The song is fucking Battle Ruins. But if you listen back to the first 8 episodes, he's like, God damn it, I hate Hammer and the Nails. This song sucks. And the best part of the whole thing is it's Pierce's fucking band that's playing. So this is like the best thing. It's ongoing. Like, it fucking rules. We're going to keep it going for like years to come. And then you know what happens?
Joe Hawk stepped in.
Joe fucking
ruined
Hawk
everything.
Stepped in.
Ruined everything because he has to let everybody know that he made some sort of fucking music.
I was just hoping you're going to get brain damage and forget what he told you and then we can just go back to normal.
Unfortunately, I can't be as brain damaged as he is.
So what happened was Hawk approaches Bob because, you know, on the last episode was a St. Patrick's Day thing, so we played a different song during the intro to kind of be funny. And he's like, oh, dude. So you know about the fucking intro song from the podcast. And you're like, what the fuck are
you
talking
about?
But
you got to do it the way he says it. Because he says it like it's very important. Like,
oh, it was more like this. Like, hey, man, like, hey, what's going on? You fucking, you know about the fucking theme song from the podcast? It's been fucked up, huh?
I don't do it now.
You think you just killed Bob, dude.
All right. So, hey, listen, the bottom line is...
Stop it.
How's that beer?
If you're listening out there, Hawk, dude, you're banned from listening to the podcast, dude. Turn it off. You're not allowed to listen to podcasts anymore. You're on fucking probation. Fucking, you can't turn it off. We'll know. We have your IP address.
So I was trying to figure out, though, after this, because honestly, everybody kind of, all Pierce has ever been is a good friend of me, just been there for whatever I need. Really, not, but he's just been there. So it makes me feel bad.
It's the worst thing I ever heard
about
myself.
No respect whatsoever.
Do you remember any of that, Zanky?
But now, what... Who am I being like worse to? So I didn't like it, and I thought it was Hammer and the Nails, right?
I think you didn't like it because you thought it was Hammer.
Yeah,
and the
but
Nails.
So it's Bow. So either
have
way,
you heard any bands?
So
ever?
I don't think I've ever heard any of the bands I put out. I know I never kept anything. I never mailed anything. I never kept anything.
So where did it all end up?
But who?
you have plenty of time to listen to these records.
I do have a shitload under that desk and then in my basement.
But who would be insulted more? Like if I, cause I kind of, so I'm, I think one stinks and then one doesn't stink kind of thing. Like,
I think Hammer and the Nails gets the joke. I think Battle Ruins guys are actually,
they got the
out.
Joke. Joe was bummed out probably. Yeah.
No. Well, dude, he's in both bands. What the fuck does he care?
Yeah. Does he even care anything?
It actually gets, that's even. Even Steven right there.
I feel bad either way. Whatever.
Well, the thing
who
is,
cares?
Dude, in case,
he ruined it. It was fun.
But in case you're wondering if he's tough or not, he did buy a bunch of World War I rifles, and he's taking like martial arts lessons. He's posting about it constantly on Instagram. So
did he get any?
He's a really tough dude. Watch out. You don't want to get jumped.
Bobby. Did he get any Zubaz?
Dude, you know who has a pair of fucking Zubaz pants? Me.
Yeah, of course
they're
you
fucking, I'll wear them next podcast.
Of course you have them.
And you can look at the bulge in the front. You know what I'm saying?
My stepdad had them, and his balls used to
bulge
be out of all the time.
We need those guns from World War I for the Battle of the Bulge.
Yeah. Last time I was on a boat, it was a pair of Zubaz, and the balls were through them because there was no fucking crotch in them.
Just ripped out crotch?
Yeah. It's neither here nor there. You don't need to, nobody needs to hear that story.
No, we don't. Just skip right over it, dude.
I want to hear, dude, so
just cut it out.
You're sitting there, right? And these balls, then what do you do to the balls?
I didn't do anything to the balls. I just got really sad because I had to be the one to be like, hey, man, your balls are out of your pants.
Oh, fuck.
Dude, what is that thing, kid?
What are those? Because it was two, so you were like, what is that?
Yeah, I know, I'm not used
to it. Those of you missed episode 8, Bob only has one ball.
One was smoked up.
It got fucking stamped out like a fucking cigarette.
We just had Easter, delayed, and my mother was telling everybody the stories about that girl beating me up. It was amazing.
Can we fucking get your mom on here?
you should.
Oh, dude, can we get her in here?
You probably could get her in here to tell stories.
I'll just interview her in here by myself.
Can we get in her?
That's what I was getting at, man.
You know, I thought you guys were friends.
He just said that.
Yeah, actually, coming from you, that just made me sad. I might go down a pottle of Bills. What was I going to say? Pills?
Joe Hawk, you're off the hook. He's having a mental breakdown.
Dude, we got some right here.
Yikes. I've only had like 10 beers. Christ.
This is your like, yo, how's that beer? And he's like, oh, it's pretty good. And he looks down, he's drinking like completely different beer.
He's drinking a can of paint.
It's from the vaccine. It's from that fucking vaccine, man. It smoked me out.
You are still fucked up, man. You look
28 hours. I do look like shit. I couldn't even cut my hair properly. I get that weird like missing link patch on the back.
So, okay, first of all, Bob cut his own hair, which is usually fine. But
you don't need to do that.
Dude, you missed like
the barbershops have been open for 12 months.
But this is free.
You just have to wear a mask.
Dude, you honestly miss 75%. It's all fucked up.
Well, normally I go down like to the skin to make it dummy proof, but this time I
down
tried
to the skin, dude.
I tried to.
Well, like, hey, that's something I don't want to do any foreshadowing here, but a lot of people have been saying this would be a lot funnier if it was on video also. So I think coming up the next couple episodes, we're going to have some cameras set up.
All right.
We're going to go straight to YouTube.
Did you notice the eyebrow hairs that are like out of control? I tried to shave my eyebrows.
I'll teach you how to pluck them. Dude, there's like a
I don't know
fucking,
what the fuck I'm doing.
Because, dude, when you start to get our age, you get these weird long and curly eyebrows. They look like fucking corkscrews.
They connect to your ear hair for some reason.
Can we talk about ear hair, dude? Because it's like coming fucking in. It's in the hole. It's around the sides. Why?
Daily you need to fucking like trim that shit.
It's all sorts of fucked up.
No?
Just be normal.
Yeah, but you seem to have like a normal body that doesn't betray you for some reason. Everything betrays me.
Weirdest sense.
That's like some shit like from a movie. What did you just see where something betrayed someone?
Dateline. I watch Dateline on loop. Watch it when I go to bed. I watch it when I wake up at like 3:30 in the morning. I go downstairs and I just put Dateline on in like one of those shitty stations.
Dude, you should watch Judge else. Judy.
I watch Judge Judy all the time, and I see that ad all the fucking time, man.
The second ad. So this is like we're talking about some shitty fucking commercial I'm in. The second one with me singing. Twice as many people have seen it, and it's 1,000 times worse.
I don't even have TV, and I saw that a couple times.
So they
I don't know where the hell. I thought that was like you were joking about you were singing.
They weren't supposed to air it.
They show that one at night, and I forget what they show it during. So it's like if you watch like the night.
Most likely Dateline if you're just looping that.
Yeah, it's probably. Actually, yes. Anything after like 10 o'clock, I think you see the one where you
on
fucking
any channel.
Sing. Yeah.
It's cool. I have a Burden shirt on that. That's cool.
Yeah,
right?
Judge Judy.
Represent.
Every day you see the other one. Fucking, I got a guy.
With
you
doing
that stupid fucking nylon polo shirt.
I know. Well, it's like I fucking got like one of my nice,
you
know.
Pulled it out
like
of the
nice
trunk of your car out of the fucking.
I pulled it right out of Marshall's on the way to the fucking video shoot, dude.
Marshall's.
I don't know. Where do you get fucking shit? Okay, so you can't wear Fred Perry's anymore, right? Because they have this like political connotation.
I stopped buying shit.
And I'll tell you, you can't wear Ben Sherman's anymore because none of them fit. Did you notice that?
Yeah.
Somehow.
Well, actually, I bought a Fred Perry. I went to the Fred Perry store because they had this
gargoyle.
Cool, like blue with whatever bullshit, but I thought I still could fit into a large. Yeah, I don't fit into a fucking large.
I thought you were a medium, bro.
Yeah, well, depends. I'm not.
I think you're a great one, dude.
I'm like a double XL. I bought that stupid shirt. Remember that shirt we were down in Providence? We got dogs, and I went and got records.
Yeah.
And I got the fucking shirt from there. That's a double XL.
I like that.
And I washed it and dried it once, and it's kind of like a sheet. Like it accentuates my titties, and like it does that thing where it drapes and my belly sticks out.
What is like, going on up here?
Yeah, I don't know what happened. I'm on a diet, too. What the fuck happened?
Damn, you got better at those fucking...
This is an improvement.
Wow, you got some good ones.
The medium t-shirts, though, sees Bob coming from a mile away, and they're like,
hello, come right in.
I was sampling shit. I don't even know how
if
we
you have
50
more samples, we don't even have to show up. Just have like a hamster run on a wheel that hits these things.
Like this one?
The Wookiee has no pants.
Jesus. From Empire of Dreams. You'll have to watch Empire of Dreams. Willow's in it. Mark Willow, Hamill,
dude.
Says
we saw
the
Willow
Wookiee
on the way over
no
here.
Mark Hamill's in that?
Mark Camel, dude.
Camel?
Yeah, he used to like look like a dick and make people smoke Camel cigarettes.
You know he's
he changed his name to Joe Camel later.
You know he's a big voiceover guy for cartoons, right? The regular show and stuff like that.
Joe Camel.
No, Mark Hamill.
No.
You didn't know that?
He actually did Star
Wars.
He's
a big cartoon.
He voiceovered his own part in Star Wars.
He skips in regular show.
What?
Great cartoon. It's an awesome cartoon.
Do you have anything for that?
That's cool, man.
Hit something. Hit the top right button.
I'm just fucking enlightening you two fucking dummies. You two fucking assholes.
Oh, backfire. You won.
You two are fucking insufferable. Well, seriously.
Hold on. Wait. So you guys saw some weird people on the way over here? You said you saw Willow?
No, I've never been
down to his level. I'm done. I've never been tapping out.
Because I want to do a segment called Top 10 Weirdos.
Oh, yeah. Over here, the ride was ridiculous. You saw IT guy.
5-minute ride from my house, by picking me up. To here, like, what is that, 5 minutes?
Yeah, we saw the IT guy with the IT headset.
32 of the weirdest freaks of all time.
Puffer jacket. Puffer jacket should be just fucking outlawed.
Total puffer fish. The guy, instead of wearing headphones, he's wearing an actual, like, IT, like, microphone attached, old school, like, office space.
What's
like
the thing called?
How can
out?
I help you? Customer
like,
service
shit. It was like Grammy Awards, like Mariah Carey, like, fucking, Mariah like, wireless fucking headset bullshit.
Was this dude hitting some notes?
Oh, he had the puffer jacket and then the fucking jeans with like cuffed up mid fucking calf.
Keiko's height. Oh, I thought you were saying up his fucking
But he had like those
thighs.
Like the boat shoes with like the almost Sherpa lining in them. They had lining though.
I stopped looking at the headset. And
I was staring at his ass.
I'm surprised he made it down to his feet, Bob. Is that another thing we should know about?
So it's him. Then we come down over coming out of Porter Square and there's that weird like, what was it? The weird, almost a dwarf, but he was.
It was Willow. He was, but it was like a medium regular Willow.
He was
like kind of older.
Jacked, and he was jogging.
He was pretty tough looking. Yeah,
he had the fucking
pretty
loom
tall.
On, he had the tights.
I'm not
on.
Sure like if it was a man, woman, or child. It was probably I think all three actually, which is like you know whatever you want to do.
That's okay
like,
these days, man.
It wasn't like tough looking. It was like tough kind of looking
tights.
For whatever it was.
He had those tights on.
It could move though. Whatever tight. It was, it was moving.
Yeah. It could move quickly.
Oh, we also saw the dude that looked like Will, but it was kind of a chick like dude. It was
yeah, it
Will.
Was like a guy that was like his. He was going for like a housewife kind of vibe. He was waiting outside a hair salon. Had like it was like a mohair blouse on. It was insane.
Yeah, it was like a. It was almost like a, what the fuck do they call a
Death
moo-moo.
Moon Will.
It's almost like
shirt?
A moo moo.
Yeah,
yeah, but it was.
He has good hair.
Yeah, it was
oh,
a tall
he had
ass
hair
dude,
like Will. If Yeah, it was
shout out Death
Moon. Will. Shout out yeah, Will. Shout out Will and a muumuu in fucking tapered pants.
Oh, and Ari's dude.
Hey, he lives in Dot, right?
The,
yeah.
The taper
so were you guys
started
in
at
Dorchester?
The knee. No, some
so
of
I was going to say, you should have picked me up, you piece of shit.
And then we saw the dude. He was driving one of those Mazda, like two-seater cars, and he was popping on a fucking corncob pipe.
Oh, so you have a picture of that, right?
Pierce
oh,
yeah, got the it. Picture.
I'm
going to yes.
post that on the Instagram when I post this episode. It's yeah, not. Sick. It's Bob driving with a beer in his lap. And if you look through the window, there's a dude smoking a corncob pipe in the next fucking car.
He gave us a heads up, though, because we kept staring at him. He wouldn't answer. We'd call it to him like, hey, man, what's in the corncob pipe?
You have got
to
roll down the window, though. Not, he can't hear you in the window.
I rolled down my window. I was trying to get the fucking waft of his fucking doobies in that thing.
Jesus
he was just
Christ.
Nibbling on it like it was a fucking pecker.
Like, hey! Nothing happened.
No,
that ends
that
segment.
Happened.
Just kill that segment.
I already got a fucking pee, man. Shit.
Right, we're actually going to skip that this episode. So when you actually have to pee, we're just going to end the episode because I can't fucking deal with it anymore.
You can't. I can't pee in the bucket.
No. Earlier, so I was like, if we have a Halloween party, I'll dress up as the Home Depot bucket. Then I'm like, wait, everyone's just going to piss
so
on
then
it.
I can
this
pee on you. Yeah, no, it's a fantastic idea.
Just like that's going to cost you a lot of money.
Shit, I got to hold this.
Yeah, and you do just mind over matter. Have another brew.
Yeah, I should have gone before.
It reminds me of the time I was going down to the. Oh, can I tell you? Can I just side? Dude, stop with a story.
Yeah, yeah.
So I was going
that's
down,
what we're waiting for.
I was going down to a Cape and I had a pee. I was in
wait,
traffic.
Which one?
The Gape gloves, the Cape.
I was going down to
what?
A Cape.
No, the Cape.
The Cape Factory.
I was driving down to the
Cape Factory.
I was driving down to the Cape. Jesus Christ.
Oh,
stop saying weird shit, dude. You're giving us the opening.
I don't trust guys.
The Cape of Anne.
What was that Seinfeld line? I don't trust men that wear capes.
Yeah.
Is that it?
Probably. I don't know.
So I'm driving down there. It was 2 hours in traffic and I had a fucking piss. It was pain. I was doing that thing where you lurch back to try to keep from fucking pissing yourself. And
that's what
Burl says
when he's
time.
Trying not to shit
yeah.
his pants. When he's
well,
driving. Yeah.
It was
total
both.
Lurcher, dude.
So I finally get to the exit one before the bridge. I get in. I go to the Dunkin' Donuts. I get in.
I know the little plaza, dude.
I get into the Dunkin' Donuts, and the piss is so massive, so much pressure that comes out. Like, but it also just the other end just opens up, and I just. I just, it all comes, both ends,
Jesus
it comes out.
A double end?
Like, so I'm going down to like, I'm like,
oh. Are you in the bathroom?
I'm in the bathroom. I'm like, holy shit. Literally, holy shit. So I'm like, oh, so I'm like, all right, I catch it. So I'm like, now I got to.
What does that mean?
I was like, well, because I had my.
He was wearing a cape.
Well,
so like,
because they didn't have, well, wait a minute. This goes back to, so they didn't have the. They didn't have a urinal, so I just pulled my pants down around my like knees, and so I was like ass out. Like,
so yeah, you're
just,
fine.
I was just pissing it.
So you do your shit out of the stall.
Yeah, and it's no, it was one. It's just a one person toilet,
like
so
a one man
no
show.
Stall.
One man show.
So now I'm like, oh my god. So now I get down onto the toilet, and I'm like, I gotta get my pants off because I've got to get the underwear off. They've got to go. So I'm just like kicking my legs out. Working the fucking pants off of my fucking feet. But what I don't realize is that at this point, I had got it on the seat, so now it's on my arms. I got it on my arms. I finally kick off the fucking pants in the corner. And I'm like, oh my God. It's like, the pants are okay. It's like, these have to go. But I'm like, I got to get to the sink.
What about your arms?
Well, that's why I got to get to the sink. I was like, oh, I have to get this off my arms. So as I go to go over to the sink, I had just coated the wax the floor with it.
So it's like when you go into a Dunkin' Donuts bathroom, you're like, how does someone shit on the wall? So this is how, yeah. This is how it
happened. So I go to walk and I whoop and fucking zoop, ass over tea kettle, like on
in
the floor.
Shit?
Yeah, well, I catch myself. Come I'm like, on! I'm like, I got no, I'm basically naked except
reverse
for my
crab. Yeah, you're doing the crab like, across
I'm
the
like,
floor.
Oh my God. I just cannot get any worse. Finally get over to the sink and I just fucking rinse off my arms. I'm like, all right. I'm like, this is good. Get back, I just ditch my socks. Now I have no socks because I've stepped in. Like, if now I'm just like, all right, well, I'll just make a trail through the
why is that
floor.
Naked guy going back to his car? What
I just with my that? With my sock, I just fucking like make myself a trail over to my fucking pants, ditch my fucking socks. Long story short, I finally get my pants back on. I get down there finally, no underwear, like just having absolute trauma of that. And everybody's like, hey man, somebody cut wind.
Too bad there wasn't a marshal.
Like, yeah, it's like if truth be told, I had a little accident exit one.
Almost killed yourself in the bathroom.
Anyways, so that's that.
The Wookiee has no pants.
Well, that happened to me. You got time for one more?
Okay, listen.
We're 5 minutes into the podcast.
I think we're going to do a new segment once every episode called Bob's Bathroom Time, and then I can just delete it.
Oh, yeah. Just don't,
If it doesn't involve you shitting on yourself, you can do it.
What?
This is the other story you want to tell.
No, it doesn't, actually, but it's the same kind of story. I'm not going to tell it.
I feel like if we're already here, dude.
So it was one of those ones where you went to a fucking Celtics game. The Kells is the place across from the garden, right?
Kells?
No, the Kells used to be in Austin. Oh, now it's
the
Tits on the Square.
Is that the Harp?
I mean,
was it the Harp or the Kell? The Harp.
Harp, sorry.
The Harp. So we went back there to start drinking, like, and there was this dude that looked like Vin Diesel there.
I like that.
And he's like one of those dudes that like wanted, he's like, yeah, I can drink the most. And I'm like, well, you know what? No.
Totally
like,
normal thing to say in a bar full of dudes.
You know how you do like, you outshot somebody?
Sure.
So I did that thing. I outshot him. But the minute I did that shot, I'm like, I'm fucking smoked. I'm done. I just did the thing. I put my hand in the air and victory. Walked out, got on the tee, didn't even know where the fuck I was, how I was getting home. Knew I had to drive
didn't
back.
Pay for any of the booze.
Knew I had to drive back to Salem somehow, but I get on the blue line. It's the last train. I remember just sitting there, fucking full because it's the last train, and all of a sudden the train starts moving, and I'm like, I don't feel well. Now I'll always remember it because I just open my jacket and like, whoa. Oh, and it just starts shooting on the back, and then I see everybody. Because everybody goes down to that end of the train car.
It's going
to
drip down that
end. Yeah, but everything just starts chasing them like the fucking blob down the end. I'm like, why are you going that way? You probably want to stay over with me. The whole fucking ride. Every time I'm like, some guy.
That's the worst advice ever.
Listen to this guy. He knows what he's doing.
Some guy actually came over to me, started rubbing my back. He's like, it'll be okay. And I'm like, oh. And it just.
He's like, you want to go to a karate studio?
I get up at Suffolk Downs. And I'm just, and I get off and I'm like, I go over to the barrel because I have to throw up one more time. And this guy comes over and I actually feel somebody rubbing my back. Guy's like, and he starts pep talking me. He's like, dude, I've been there before. It gets better, man. Everything will be okay. It's all right. And he's rubbing. I'm like, wow, this feels real good. This guy rubbed my back. I was like, I don't care if it's a guy. This feels nice. I look around. It's just some fucking bum with like, he's pissed himself. He's got like fucking newspapers.
You guys like twins.
And I remember
kindred spirits.
I just remember it sobered me up. I'm like, oh my God. I'm like, that's the fucking dude. I'm like, I still got to get to fucking Salem.
Still got to see that Celtics game, dude.
Get down to Wonderland, and then I'm like, I'm just covered in stuff. I just remember I get outside in my car. I just take my pants off. I bought a Gomes jersey at the game. Oh, so I just put the Gomes jersey on. I got nothing else on but a Gomes jersey. Just get in my car. There's just a pile of vomit and clothes, and I just drive back to Salem. Just get back to Salem. I'm like, all right, now I got to get from my car, because I'm parked down the street, to my house. Without looking, so I just gunned him.
Just go for
just
it, dude.
Running like, yeah. That's the story. It's kind of fucking boring, other than the fact that the bum rubbed my back and it felt really nice.
I didn't hate that story, man. That was all right. I mean, as far as your stories go,
I outshotted the fucking guy, though, man. I'm fucking hero.
That's all that matters.
It actually was
won.
Vin Diesel,
Beastmaster.
Anyways,
spurred
whatever.
Him on to become an actor.
So I can't pee in the bucket, huh? Fuck, I'm fucking screwed.
Yeah, just like, just fucking, dude, just mind
over. I thought you guys
matter.
Had new segments or something. I'm fucking.
We do.
I'm
we have, we have several new segments. Right, some have theme songs.
Get going.
Some don't.
Let's get going.
Do you, Pierce, do you want to try this one?
Yeah, I know what you're doing. Go ahead.
All right, this is a new segment that we came out with. It's fucking killer. We love Carlsbergs, yeah. And we love fiction. I don't know. I'm trying to like fucking
killer, huh? Yeah, it's a pretty fucking braggadocious on there.
Setting it up for me.
Carlsbergs in fiction.
Also known as top 37 times Carlsberg has shown up in a fictional thing.
Yes.
Book, movie, play, whatever. Number 17 coming in hot. Hot and heavy. You all know what it was. Also, Carlsbergs in fiction. Turns out it's actually not a play on that band Killer Fiction from Western Mass. Remember them? Shout out to them, though.
Of course. It's a fucking
play on Killing Time.
Killing Time, yeah.
Those Keikos and Flynn, all kinds of flubs all around. Yeah,
Carlsberg, dude.
It's misplayed, terrible.
Have a Carlsberg, guys. Chapter 12, page 212 of Neuromancer by William Gibson. Here we go. Here's the exact quote. This segment's already good.
Dude, this is fucking legit. I'm
pulling cars
right
over on the highway.
Let's
turning off ambulances.
I like that.
Hey.
He bought a mug of Carlsberg and found a place against the wall. Closing his eyes, he felt for the knot of rage, the pure, small coal of his anger.
Yeah.
Borderline Marauder lyrics right there. Pretty good, right?
It's borderline Harlequin romance, if you ask me.
Harley Flanagan romance.
That shit was hard.
Number 17. What could the other ones be? You'll find out.
There's going to be a whole bunch more.
Which way are we going, up or down?
No, that's it. For today, you just get one.
It's
like Stone Cold Animal Facts. You just get one.
Oh, you only get one?
Yeah,
you get a taste. Suspense.
Yeah,
no,
I don't have all 37 right now. Also, a lot of emails coming in saying cut the segment. Not too good, but doesn't matter.
I don't.
It could
just
be spam.
Taste.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of emails, hey, something we haven't talked about in a few episodes is we have an email address, bostonaccentspodcast@gmail.com. So
yeah,
make sure you guys like email us and tell us shit. Most recent email came from our buddy Beto out in Chicago.
Yeah, dude, what's up?
He wants to come hang in Boston.
Let's do it.
Dude, I don't know. What's your fucking car broken? Come hang.
What's coming out here every 5 minutes?
Yeah, your boy Matt hangs out here basically every weekend. I don't know what's taking you so long.
Oh, Christ.
But yeah, so bostonaccentspodcast@gmail.com because we'll be asking you guys some shit later, and I'm going to be forgetting to say that shit. And also hit us up on Instagram. You know, hit us, text us, whatever the fuck.
Yelp, dude, fucking Duolingo, whatever you have, man, at us.
You know, well, we're voting one person off the podcast later.
Oh, is it me?
I don't know, man.
I hope so. Can I just pee in the bucket? I gotta go so bad.
I'll do a Stone Cold Animal.
You guys have like
Okay, we'll do a Stone Cold Animal. You take your headset off and just go over there.
Lobot, dude.
You got a ton of stuff to fucking
Bob looks like the reverse Lobot. Hey, now that he doesn't have a mic, Bob's a fucking pussy.
I can't believe it, dude. Woo! Turns out it actually was hammering the nails the whole time.
All right, hang on, dude. I'll get you your fucking...
You know I loathe you too much.
Still talks, though. It's the best part of it.
Animal Facts.
Oh, I fucked that up. Here comes Pierce with another...
Animal Facts.
Even the best part about that is with another animal facts.
It's plural. It's better than Bob.
All right, here we go. Bob, did you know this? I can fucking hear you from over there. Jesus Christ.
I can hear him pissing.
This one's about a New England classic, Fisher Cats.
Oh, fuck. I'm afraid of those things, dude.
Those things are scary as hell. Yeah, it's crazy. All right, there's actually a multiple part fact. One is that Fisher Cats have killed more people in New England than literally anything else.
Oh,
insane.
Fuck.
It's a fact. They can also be taught to say a little bit of English. They can say, hey, what's up? How things going?
Are you serious?
Yeah, it's weird. It's another one of those.
Fisher cats?
Yeah, Fisher cat, yeah.
It's fucking insane.
They're very rare, but and they always live within 90 square miles of a Dunkin' Donuts. They've triangulated them.
I believe that, dude. Oh, they probably have those like microchips in them or something.
Yeah, they chipped them and after all the murders and all that. Yeah, so they got them.
Dude, the first time I ever saw one of these things, I was at a party or something in like New Hampshire.
It was definitely
middle of the woods. And I, dude, all of a sudden I hear this dude getting fucking like tortured in the woods.
They saw humans.
Ah!
Yeah.
I'm like, fuck. I'm like, we gotta go save this fucking. Everyone's laughing. I'm like, I'll fucking kill all you fucks after I save this fucking guy. Because very clearly and audibly getting tortured in the middle of the fucking woods. And it was one of those fucking things.
Yeah, screams like they say that's like why they thought there was witches in New England because they used to hear those in the woods.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Hold on.
The 1980s.
Yeah, they're pretty fucking.
All right, so, dude, that was just another
animal facts.
But you want to know what, dude? I have one this week, too.
Oh, shit.
And it's not from me. We're actually going to go via satellite to a zookeeper somewhere in the world, and he's going to tell us his, hey, thanks, man, for doing your Stone Cold Animal Fact.
Unfortunately, tragically, he died when baboons kidnapped and ate him.
I forgot all about that.
That shit is stone cold.
I can't
cold.
Believe it happened, though.
That shit is stone fucking cold.
God damn, you hate to see it, though.
Like, I think dying by being lit on fire probably really sucks. Yeah. But what about being kidnapped and eaten by
No, baboons? Dying by being lit on fire, and then some guy's like, let me just use this for a Rage Against Machine album. And you're like, come on, dude. Like, let me go out in fucking peace.
Could at least a cool band pick my fucking picture?
Starbox or 6L6 or something.
You know? Maybe
remember, XXL? Remember when we were moving the asphalt up in New Hampshire that time, and then the rats broke out?
Holy which fuck.
The rats bummed
you out.
It wasn't
like rats, like, there weren't... Dude, it was like... Like a million rat nest, like with underground fucking tunnels and then, and shit.
Nasty nest, dude.
So that was the first layer. And then we broke that third layer where there was
the
like
spiders.
8 million spiders.
What about the second layer, dude?
You ran around in circles like,
I lost my.
You started like fucking squealing like a fucking pig. It was Beast unbelievable. Master. I've never seen that many fucking spiders in my life.
There was on like not even being a dick. There was probably 500 rats, but it didn't matter because it was 5 billion spiders. There were spiders that had baby spiders on their backs, and those ones had baby spiders on their back, and they were fucking everywhere, dude. We had taken a lot of acid. No, we weren't even fucked up.
That was an awesome day, because that was when I soaked you into helping me put that wall up by yourself.
When I had a hole, the hole, Bob's framing an addition to his house. It's like 30 mile an hour wind. He's like, hey, can you just hold this fucking entire side of my house? I'm like, how fucking heavy can it be? It was pretty. That is not blowing. How long are you jerking me off, dude?
Don't drop it. Don't drop it.
You're like, I'll be right back. I'm like, dude, where are you going?
I got a fucking little hammer.
Gotta go save this guy in the woods. It's been tortured.
Wait a minute.
Fuck.
I like that.
Oh, those fucking spiders. I've never seen so many fucking spiders.
And the thing is, the whole time I had other shit to do, I was like, I want
to... I was going into Toshi Station to pick up some power converters.
Like, you were a dick and made me do that thing with your house.
Actually,
killed him. Killed him.
Zero brain cells. Dude, can you grab me a beer?
Yeah, absolutely.
He's just running on instinct now.
All right, so do you guys want one? Good, do you guys want my new segments are literally like 30 seconds long.
I think my eye fell out.
Jesus, dude.
I also have a snack. I brought us a new snack. Do we guys rather do a new segment or a snack?
Snack.
Both, man.
All right, we're going to have to share them because it's three different flavors. Are you guys ready for this?
Is it in a wrapper, I hope?
One is sour cream and onion. One is bacon and cheese, and one's salt and vinegar. They're crickets.
Oh, salt and vinegar.
Nah. Yeah. You want salt and vinegar?
No, you take your
do you want bacon and cheese or sour cream and onion?
Sour cream and onion.
All right. So I think.
Holy, where'd you get these from?
The pet store.
Oh, really?
No, Amazon.
Ew. Are these more fucking, not to like lead into another segment, but are these more shit that just showed up at your house?
Rump?
No, but we should talk about that.
Well, look, it's got a diagram on the back. Rump, flank, drumstick, breast, wings.
Paperclip. The fucking cricket?
The other
paperclip.
Green.
Paperclip posse. PCP.
The other green meat. Oh, I'm allergic to shellfish, so I don't think
it's not
I
a fish,
have.
Dude. Dude,
it says not recommended
we
for people
We ate oysters
shellfish.
A week ago. Nice try. You gotta eat a cricket. I'm going to eat one. Are you guys ready?
Fucking pricks.
Bacon and cheese.
I've had worse. I had silkworms. Oh, they're still alive, man. Why'd I get the ones that are alive?
Nah, they look fucking delicious.
Where the fuck did you get these?
I don't know. I thought it would be gross.
I just asked him that, and he told us.
I wasn't listening.
Go too busy lying about having shellfish allergies.
That was such, like, dude.
I wasn't listening. Did you get these Kittery trading posts?
All right, I'm eating one.
Oh, this sucks. Where's Andy when
you
need
dude,
him?
They're pretty good. It's pretty crunchy.
Yeah, of course they're crunchy. It's like silkworm.
It's like crunchier than I thought it would be.
Oh, it's pretty good. Yeah, I like it. Down. Oh, fucking starving. Doesn't help.
Too salty.
You want to try a bacon and cheese one? Here, try one of these.
It's fucking dry. Yeah. No, I don't like it.
Oh, Pierce's are the best. Salt and vinegar.
It's in that weird spot behind my teeth where you can't get shit out.
All right, so if anybody out there wants to try eating crickets, which is fucking...
No, crickets.
Crickets.
Well, yeah, they're called crick. That's E-T-T-E-S.
Man, they're fucking juicy ones, man. They're big. Where the fuck they come
up with? Oh, you threw them all over my fucking Bonafone, dude.
4 milligrams of sodium. Whoa.
Bob's the worst.
Sodium City.
I'll sleep tonight, baby.
Mine in the middle. Pierce is the best. Let's see. Try one with salt and vinegar. Fucking crickets.
Oh, yeah. Salt and vinegar is fucking diesel.
These are like supposedly like a great source of fucking like protein.
Bacon and cheddar? 0.67 grams. What? But for the size, yeah.
I think you have to eat like a handful of fucking... The thing is, they kind of give you like...
They say that most people in Malden subsist only on these.
Sour cream, bacon and cheese sucks. Salt and vinegar is fucking fantastic.
What about Methuen?
Mm. Oh, Methuen?
Yeah. Wait, where's the song? This kid's from Methuen.
I think I'm changing it. I think we have to talk about that offline, off the air. I think we do. We read a news story, and it goes, Quincy, you're Methuen. Yeah. And you have to pick.
Oh, it's pretty good. Stealing that from like...
From
morning
us.
Show when they do the thing in Florida, but whatever.
It It's always wait, Florida.
Wait a minute.
You're talking about Touch or Mitch?
Hold on. Let's go back to
those
this.
Those guys are pussies.
So why
fight
is
us.
This, oh, you guys are fucking exhausting. Why is the salt and vinegar like actually good? And these have no flavor. The sour cream and bacon have no flavor.
I don't know. Let me call the fucking cricket factory. I don't
please do.
Fucking know. Crickets. I don't know. How the fuck am I supposed to know?
Please do. Let me see. Well, they got parsley in them, canola oil.
Look how big this one is. Fucking see you later.
Total parsleys.
Crickets.
Whistling down crickets, dude.
A cheddar domesticus.
Smoking down a cheddar cricket.
Maltodextrin, salt, sour cream powder.
Dude, you got to have the maltodextrin.
No, I can't digest the fucking wings.
You've digested some
of
wings.
Of wings? What? Oh, no, you're allergic to fucking buffalo wings? I make the best fucking air fryer wings.
I'll take a large boneless cricket.
You know what, man? This is just getting out of control. This is ridiculous.
I'm high off crickets.
I hate you.
Well, good okay. segment, man.
You know what I think? The only thing that's going to make you happy is a new segment that we have. Pierce doesn't know about this one.
Cool.
Somebody wrote in and suggested this. It was my boy B.O.D.
Oh, shout out B.O.D. I haven't seen him since the, what's that bar that we went to?
Oh, the Rabbit Club in New York City.
A fucking great time.
Dude rules. And he's like, why don't you have a segment? Like, you're an idiot. I'm like, you're fucking right, man.
Say so no more, man.
This is, I worked with some of the guys that,
Did you just say, why don't you have a segment? You're an idiot. That's it.
Yeah. And he was right.
Pretty smart, yeah.
No, why don't you have, this is a segment. So I called up Anal Cunt and I was like, will you guys help me write a song, little intro? And they were like, yeah. So here we go. It's called Ask Bob. And if you guys, every week, just write in to bostonaccentspodcast@gmail.com, text us, Instagram, fucking ask Bob anything you want. He's going to answer a question every week.
Oh, boy.
The answer might even be related to the question you ask him.
Can I play the intro one more time?
Yeah. If you're lucky.
Ask Bob!
The greatest band of all time. Big influence on the Beatles.
Big influence on the podcast. Yeah. Big influence on everyone that's ever ridden an escalator.
I don't really want anybody to ask me any questions.
Local
whatsoever.
Man horsing around. That was written in the obituary.
Absolutely horsing.
Dude, total horse master.
So, dude, BOD's question's pretty easy. Do you have any top roast beef places in New York City?
No, I've never had roast beef in New York City.
I'm asking the question that the people are asking
me. I would
me.
Love to.
That's a good question. Dude, I've never had roast beef in New York City either.
No, is it even like
remotely? I don't think so. It's not a thing, right?
The only other...
There's got to be some
the
shit.
The only other place I've had roast beef is in Orlando at Beefy King. And it's a weird... It's White Castle roast beef. They steam it like a White Castle burger. It's weird. I don't know if
steamed
it's good.
Hams?
I never could figure out if I like it or not.
Does it still have James River on it?
No. They have a different kind of barbecue sauce down there. Right. Or you get I get it without it. And it's fucking weird, man. I can't figure out. What are they? Now I want to know what they have for beefs in New York.
Hey, BOD, let us know what they have.
Yeah, no, I'm serious. I'm driving down. Definitely not going to any Madball bullshit, but I'll go down for roast beefs.
Oh, speaking of which, if anyone's going to that Madball show in Thompson Square Park in 2 weeks, we're going to be there. So fucking hang out. Buy us as many beers as you want. Up to you.
They're definitely selling roast beefs in that park, too.
Yeah, dude, you know what the sauce they use in Florida for the roast? It's called bath salts.
James River bath salts.
You stop eating the sandwich immediately, just eat someone's fucking face.
No, the sauce they had down there, if you get it, it's more like a Sweet Baby Ray's kind of bullshit, man.
That is some bullshit.
Which isn't necessarily
high
bad.
High class, dude.
Damn. It's weird to get roast beef when it's like steamed like a White Castle burger. It doesn't, because everything, it just doesn't make any sense. But it hides the fact that they probably use fucking like
ask Bob! Thank you for listening to that segment. Also, if anyone has any suggestions, we can redo the intro. I don't know how the fuck we're going to beat that. But, you know, we're happy to redo it.
Was that the guy's last words as he went over the fucking escalator?
Yeah.
Dude, you know another guy died like a week before that at the same mall? Doing the same shit, falling off the escalator?
What's up with that fucking mall?
What is
that,
like a 900 fucking degree angle escalator?
It's not that steep of an escalator. I think there's just no sides.
Like a
no, it's just, dude, it's just stairs with no sides. You just fall right off. It's the most dangerous escalator in America.
That guy must be the last dude to die at a mall, right? Outside of like a shooting or something like that.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah. I don't know.
He lived in the food court.
More than likely, yes.
On a table, right?
Yeah. Yeah. It's like the fucking...
High top sneakers fucking flopping in the acid wash jeans.
What's the Chinese food place that's in every mall food court ever?
Panda Express?
Panda Express, yeah. Dude, those Reeboks.
Jane Panda.
MSG
those Reeboks came down hard.
MSG fucking to the max.
I like that.
Yeah, man.
Well,
that's a wrap. Thanks for listening.
What? That's it?
No.
Why are you wrapping it already?
Well, hello, come right in.
Did you guys have more fucking segments?
Dude, I have. It's stupid, though.
Let's go.
Well, you might as well just fucking air it out.
Buy me some time so I can. Oh, I got it. So this is just this is an easy one. You got to listen to the whole thing. You can't start talking during it. And as soon as it's done, first person out of you two to guess the fucking movie wins.
Oh, I like this movie. Yeah,
I feel like that's directed towards me.
I originally had like three of them, but I think we just do one every time.
If it's going to be the Wolfie scene from T2, I know it's going to be T2.
Fuck!
What's wrong with Wolfie?
Actually, when you text me about T2 today, I didn't do the T2 one that I already had.
Miss Preston, we'd like you to meet some of our friends.
Yeah, this is Dave Beethoven and Herman the Kid, Bob Genghis Khan, Socrates Johnson.
Oh, dude, he's fucking Bill and Ted's, dude.
Dennis Froude.
You have to wait till it's over.
And Abraham Lincoln.
Pierce, did you buzz in first?
Yeah, actually, it's Hatred by G.G. Allen.
I just want to interject before anyone guesses. That's the greatest scene in any movie. Dude, Bob Genghis Khan. And the stepmom doesn't realize that they're historical figures.
Piggly Wiggly.
They're like, Fooler. Oh, it's
shout out to InFest for putting those stickers in the second Bill and Ted's movies all over the room.
Oh, yeah. Even though the second Bill and Ted's kind of sucks a lot.
Stickers are good, though.
Stickers are cool. But hey, speaking of stickers, what's up with T2 deleted scenes?
T2 deleted scenes. So I was just minding my own business. Once again, watching that scene where like Terminator calls the T-1000 and talks about that dog. In T2.
Oh, yeah. Fluffy or something?
Absolute sickest movie scene in history.
Is that where they had the social D, like, air freshener dangling? Is that
Well, there's an extended scene where the T-1000 is so mad about the dog, like, scam. It's basically like, you got pranked. A robot prank called another robot for the first time in history. So he goes out in the yard and he kills the dog, and then he goes into, like, John Connor's yard, which is not in the theatrical cut. And he goes looking around and he sees, like, a probably the worst social distortion, like, paper rama cutout just floating around in the room.
It was like a 3D cutout.
Is that that's like a ball and chain error, right? Like kind of bullshit.
Doesn't matter what.
No, that's like
prison bound.
No, later.
91.
What was that like? Was white 92? Heat record.
Heaven
that,
and hell.
Bad luck. Was, it's bad luck era.
So it's heaven and hell era.
Like, dude, right? I mean, even though I'm from it's Quincy bad, and like you have to like them to luck. Fucking live there, like.
Yeah, Mike Ness is from Lynn, right? Or Lawrence?
Shut the fuck.
He's
up.
From Lynn.
Oh God.
It makes sense. It's bad. I don't know, man. Those are those.
I think that's why Todd told him to clean up his room. Remember that earlier scene that like, they left in the movie?
Oh yeah.
There's also like, dude,
he might get rid of that shitty social D.
Is social every D fucking kind of time a guilty I get pissed pleasure, off maybe?
When that kid just like the T-1000's in the arcade and he's like, "Hey man, have you seen this kid?" And that fucking nerd with the glasses is like, "Yeah man, he's right over there." Points at the afterburner machine.
Afterburner was kind
of
sick.
Ratted out all of humanity. Dude, thanks a lot, you fucking
I also want to apologize that I just made fun of the social distortion logo. I just realized like 99% of the people I know and listening to this podcast have that tattoo somewhere.
Yeah, well, they should have known better.
I'll get that as my next one to make it up to you guys.
I didn't even know it was a band, dude. I thought it was just an extended scene from T2.
Well, I thought it was just a sick skeleton drinking a martini with like a fucking pork pie hat on or something.
The band has to kind of be cool. Chuck Biss like half the dudes at Dee Dee's, right? Actually, even the dude from the Plug Street played drums for him at one point.
Hmm? The Plugs?
The Plugs drummer played for him after Biscuits, yeah.
Biscuits?
Not that it matters. Yeah, Chuck Biscuits played in that White Heat, Lightweight Trash. Actually, I don't even know if he played on the record. Well, no, he did play on the record. He's told it's a drummer.
Had he just left Danzig?
I don't know the fucking timeline, man.
They broke up.
All I know is that picture of Danzig with Chuck Biscuits in the background. He has on cowboy boots, acid wash jeans. He just looks like a fucking... It's like, why is this like other dude from 15 years ago walking down the street?
No, he's like 32 feet tall.
There is a sick video of Social D Live where Chuck, because he plays that fucking marching snare that's like 20 inches fucking deep. Is like, it's as fucking tall as
he is.
Do a
new segment called Drum Nerd Shit.
I'm just saying. You do a new segment called... I'm just rambling on. God damn.
Have either of you ever seen
jackasses.
The Prophecy movies?
No. No, I haven't actually.
The segment's going off to the races.
But you can talk to him. I don't need
I
to
bought
be
the
here.
Box set of the Prophecy movies. Well, I think on Amazon.
Like a,
I think
that sounds like a fucking dud.
$7 and I like need the refund bad, dude. It's hard economy. And the box set doesn't have Prophecy 2 in it, which is the one with Danzig. They like left that movie out of the box set.
He like probably won't let them fucking
probably,
do it.
Yeah, maybe. Probably want a fucking like a finder's fee or something.
Dude, he gets smoked in that movie. He shows up and like everybody in the movie just beats his ass for like 3 minutes.
You can probably get like a European DVD for like $700, like the fucking old boy Korean version.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Do you have a no region DVD player? You probably do.
Yeah, I do. Andy, and a ripper, man.
Andy would be proud of us eating these fucking things.
I didn't even think of that. Like, yeah, to all the bros out there that eat weird shit, like Andy and whoever else has like a, you know, they're not afraid to try new shit. Dude, I ate most of the fucking crickets. I like banged them out. I was kind of hungry, I guess.
The silkworms.
Speaking of Andy, Shout out to Andy, because I have a quote in my phone from the last time we were all in Philly.
Oh, boy.
And, like, he said, like, maybe, I mean, every quote he ever says is, like, the best thing of all time.
Profound as shit, you know?
We're talking, like, somebody said games, and he's like, all games stink. No one's ever had fun playing games. And he was dead serious saying that.
Dude, I've thought about that quote a lot since he said
it's
it.
It's, like, literally a bulletproof quote. It's the most insane quote ever said.
You can't anyone. Prove it wrong. Like, no one has ever had fun playing a game.
All games stink. This is an actual word-for-word verbatim quote. All games stink, period. No one's ever had fun playing games.
They've sold so many games, like all a big lie.
If you count all the games sold in the world, just a few.
He tells us that. And then didn't we have like a wizard or some magician that was serving us the beers at Monk's? He had like that handlebar mustache.
Oh, I think he's just a dude.
But remember we were there, and then but then Lynn came to get him.
What?
And then,
that's when she fell on the stairs.
Yeah,
like,
she fell. Nobody knew. Yeah, she blew out her fucking leg. Andy's out there. The magician went out and like cast a spell.
Also,
to make
me and you
better.
Were like, dude, our flight's leaving in like 5 minutes. So we got in a car and booked out of there. Bev's like, not too concerned. And you stayed there instead of drinking more. And then you beat us to the airport and we're in the VIP lounge eating like, a fucking hot dog.
You got in.
You got there in zero minutes. It was insanity.
Bev got in the Uber.
Tunnel no one knows
so
about.
Bev is like, you guys want to go get cheesesteaks? And I'm like, ah, dude, our flight. Like, we're like Titan. You even looked at me. You're like, I want that cheesesteak. But I'm like, eh. So you took off. And then we got that guy that took us to like.
Dude, he went to the gas station and he filled up the car for 35 minutes and went outside and started like just
shooting. He started playing.
He
was shooting fucking dice. he's like, we're like, hey, man, we got to get to the airport. He's like, calm down. We'll get there fine. I got to get. Then all of a sudden he's like, I got to get gas. I'm like, dude, we're not even. We're going away from the airport.
You know what's funny is
meanwhile, I'm eating a cheesesteak and a fucking.
We
Uber
got our cheesesteaks at Subway.
This is making much more sense.
Right, I forgot about that. The worst ball.
The guy that wouldn't even look at me. It was me and Pierce walk up and I'm like.
Oh, dude dropped like 3 Band-Aids in the cheesesteak.
It was like that 8-foot tall, like Indian guy. And then he wouldn't even look at me. I'm like, hey, man. And then this like the guy, he's like a dwarf Indian guy comes out and he's like, what did you like?
8 foot tall dwarf Indian guy.
Beast master.
And he made the weirdest there was so description. Much, there was so much au jus that wasn't like net, that wasn't meant to be on those subs.
We need to send a shout out to Huge Shrimp Guy about the au jus thing. It's like one of my favorite stories of all time.
Au jus?
Shrimp, dude. So Huge Shrimp Guy's like, dude, this place right down the street, they invented a sub. It's called the French Dip. And I'm like, I'm actually familiar with that from lots of places, but I didn't want to say that. I didn't want to blow up a spot.
What, do you go to Quiznos?
No, it was this place. Ah, what the fuck is it called?
Los Angeles.
They make the Yahoo near Downtown Crossing. What? Oh,
Al Capone's?
I forget what it's called. It's something like famous for Archie's. It's called Archie's.
Oh.
So whatever. So I'm like, oh, like, this must be different than it. This dude must know. I go, no, I'll take the French dip. It's like only on Fridays. The guy's like, all right. And it's fucking French dip. Au jus, dip the fucking sandwich. It's good.
Yeah.
He's like, you know what the most fucked up part was? I'm like, what, man? He's like, they gave me French onion soup and they didn't give me a spoon. Like, and in my mind, I'm like, the au jus shit? And he's like, yeah, so I had to fucking just drink it out of the fucking bowl. I'm like, dude, I got to like fucking let you know. This is a thing that like every fucking place has. And that's what you're supposed to dip your sub in. No, I told him.
Why? You would never tell me. You just let me suck down that fucking.
Well, I felt like bad, man.
Oh, you're glad you feel bad for somebody
else. I thought he was going to tell other people he thought they invented it.
Has that guy ever caught you with the even bigger shrimp guy account?
Oh, the fucking huge, absolutely huge steak tip guy account?
Dude, the steak tips and shrimp at the Banshee account? Remember that?
Yeah, the fucking surf and shrimp? I got fucked. So, like, I can't get back into that spoof account, but it's still there.
That sucks. It's like the worst of both worlds.
You go for some surf and turf right now.
Let's go out after this, dude.
What do you guys want to eat? Banshee? I got to pick up a shirt from Offsuit, by the way. I bought one of those weird-ass
Wait, me
Mad
too.
Ball
ready?
Rip-off shirts that they made.
Are they ready?
I don't know. Are they?
I don't know. I paid them. They never sent me one. Oh, I was going
to
fucking like.
No, you have to go there and pick them up.
Oh, they never told me that either.
Yeah, maybe they're just taking the money and running.
Piece of shit. All right, more things we should talk about. We did Carlsbergs in Fiction.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you did.
We did snacks.
You did snacks. We
have not done Cleveland Trannies.
We're not doing that now.
Okay,
yeah, we are.
I'm not feeling the vibe.
If you don't feel it, that's okay. Dude,
this
I got other
this
shit.
Episode needs some heat, baby.
I got other shit. So first of all.
This has been French onion soup the whole way through with no spoon, dude.
I got this weird ingrown hair in my belly if anybody wants to hear about that.
That's bringing in the crowd, dude. The numbers are going up.
It's been killing me. I can't get it out.
Hey, Gargoyle.
People are getting psyched about it. Dude, I think you might have had that like 2 episodes ago.
I think I might have. It's killing me, man. It's like deep. It's probably an ass hair that just grew up through my fucking intestines. It's fucking wild.
Christ.
No, it's been killing me. It's borderline infected. Like, I don't even know what to do with
it. Put some Neosporin on the thing. Why don't you just pull it out? Stick like a tweezers, like, into your own skin.
I forgot to get my fucking
glasses. Tough acting, dude.
I forgot to pick up my glasses. Fuck.
Tough acting, pin
I get
action.
Them, I, get the, I get the Duffy fucking progressive fucking bifocals, man. I get them
progressive insurance things, bifocals.
My, you know my eyes are all fucked up. Remember you mentioned that my eye was like...
You're getting eye surgery, dude.
I'm getting all kinds of stuff going on, man. I'm fucking dying.
I just had eye surgery a couple years ago from that detached retina I had.
Oh, yeah, that was you. Weird, though.
And my shit's all fucked up now. One eye's nearsighted, one eye's far-sighted. I'm a fucking...
I thought it was before, is the one that got though.
Smashed, is that one better now?
Well, to define that. So I used to be like nearsighted in both eyes so I could wear glasses if I didn't want to wear contacts.
Yeah.
Now, that eye that was fucked up is farsighted. So I can see everything up until here. And then this other eye, I can only see like the first fucking 6 inches. But so like I can't wear glasses. I have to wake up. The second I wake up, put a contact in. The second I go to sleep, take it out.
Yeah. That sucks.
The dude didn't tell me, you know, like, oh, hey, this is going to ruin your entire life. It's cool what they did. Like, that's very cool, but like...
It's cool that it did ruin my life.
So they just added, like, other stuff that would ruin your
like,
entire life.
Like, either take that... I have a fucking... As soon as I get health insurance, I'm going to go to see his fuck... Either take that one out and put in a nearsighted one, or fucking take this nearsighted one out and put in another one of those farsighted ones. But they have to be the same.
So you're getting, like, the health care I had as a kid, like, where you just... They're just, like, testing...
Oh, no, this is when I had a job and had health insurance. It was I went, like, fucking mass eyeing and
shit.
But then they're like, hey, do you want to do a follow-up? I'm like, not right now, man.
Yeah, okay.
Maybe a podcast.
Maybe in a minute. So, hey, I want to also send a shout-out to our boy Jimmy and say thank you for the packages of the, like, Hardcore Stadium, BHC shit. It's fucking dope. I got some extra stickers if any of you guys out there want any.
I'll take them because I'm not giving my address out, so.
Well, it's on the cover of every Rock and Roll Disgrace record.
That's not much.
Definitely lives in Revere.
You'll still get it.
As long as I'm not down. Give a fuck.
So, thanks, Jimmy. You're the man.
It's on the back of the Battle Ruins record if you have that, because he put out the record and his address is on the back.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm
going to change the intro to the second song and then see if he knows.
What did we put out?
Thug. We put out Thug, dude.
Oh, man, we're the worst.
I'm
a terrible friend. No, I'm not a terrible friend. Everybody's terrible to me. I take it back. I'll just fucking hold my head high. Fuck it.
It was like fucking Gollum from Lord of the Rings arguing with himself.
Dude, I don't even like know what he's talking about anymore.
Neither do I.
I was going to say, can you get me another brew, but I don't even...
Yeah, I can get you a brew.
No, not yet. Oh, also, so my buddy Mace Money also was Rhythm Poppy.
Yep.
Was on, he saw some dude. Oh, hold on. I wrote this shit down. I got a bottle opener. Your fucking teeth.
Butthole opener.
This guy, Marvin Chang, that he's friends with, posted...
It's your cousin, Marvin Chang.
The beginning says, will 2021 be the year when two ossified something something period? Like, dude. So he found someone using ossified in the wild. Bob, you've been redeemed.
What?
He's like some MIT guy.
It's fucking used. It's fucking used. I'm not a fucking idiot. I know you guys think I am. I'm not. Well, kind of am, but whatever.
Does your dick get no action? Dude, it's fucking used.
Oh, God, I'm fucking exhausted.
Also, I wanted to ask you guys kind of a weird question about tits.
Yeah.
So remember back in the 50s, chicks had these like torpedo-shaped tits?
Yeah.
They're not bad. They're just different. Now chicks, they have more of a raindrop or whatever the fuck you want. Dude, was that because bras were shaped like torpedoes? Like,
that's my thought.
Maybe we talked about this before.
Should we talk to a
I think this is the only thing we've ever talked about.
Should we actually talk to a woman about this?
We only talked about Set It Off by Madball and those tits. I don't even know what your name is, dude.
Can we actually talk to a woman about that?
How are they going to know? We need a woman that was alive in the 50s and now that has good tits. Like, I think they just, like, mold to the shape of the bra.
I don't know about that.
I don't know. So, hey, if anyone out there...
Anyone's actually seen tits in real life, because the three of us apparently...
Never seen one.
If anybody's got any fucking headway on that, it'd be perfect.
If you have, like, a grandma that's kind of open-minded, you know what I mean?
Oh, boy.
What?
What? Who?
Hey, man.
How many beers have we had?
And then also, I wanted to ask you guys this. So
you guys.
We need some like feet on the street, right? Stern has the Whack Pack, right? I was thinking we need some dudes because COVID's kind of like ending. Mm-hmm. Pretty soon we can send dudes out like with a microphone live.
Golden Age is over, baby.
Do funny shit. And like once we get the cameras going here, we can get the cameras going. So I was thinking Spanky, definitely my number one choice, one of these dudes. Maybe Dan Joyce.
No.
Yeah. And have him talk to people about food. It'd be fucking awesome.
Actually, yeah, anything.
He's a foodie.
Yeah, actually, anything he does is a zero. So yes, sign him up. Yes.
He's awesome. So everyone that's listening, send us more suggestions for like segments people could do. I don't know.
Do you think Dan gets
the screw crew? What do we call our dudes?
Do you think Dan gets aggravated that I think he's a zero?
I don't think he even cares, man.
No. I love Dan though. Well,
you can't backtrack now. It's too late.
No, but he's a zero. Like, it's not whatever.
You can also hear smiles on the fucking radio for some reason.
Yeah, you're dying laughing. You just so, like, can't
you're in it now.
You're just dead. Get him, Dan. Like, I'm the dude's a zero. Like, Jesus Christ.
What do you want? I don't know.
And so if you know anyone that he's could be one of our dudes and can explain the whole missile tit thing to us, let us know.
Yeah. Also, they say that the Dot App parade's canceled this year, but we're still going to go there. So.
Oh, yeah, that's true. First Sunday in May.
They can't stop
June.
Us all.
First Sunday in June.
What's the Dot App parade?
Dot Day.
I don't know what Dot Day is.
It's like a holiday for Dorchester. Dot Day.
Yeah, whatever.
There's sounds like a parade. Awesome. There's like dudes you can drink in the street. It's when like, I attacked that Wahlberg guy with the meat.
Oh, yeah.
Whoa, you just sound like you were underwater again.
I get that phlegmy going on, that phlegm.
Rifleman phlegmy.
Jeez, yeah, that's everything I say around there.
It's from the vaccine.
So I also had like a, hey, we want to encourage everybody
it's
to
the
write.
3,000 roast beefs.
That has nothing to do with my poor diet. I've been pretty good lately.
What does that mean?
I've been healthy.
Yeah?
Where'd you get that beef, Johnson & Johnson or Moderna?
They just injected fucking liquid beef in them.
Hot beef injection.
A hot beef injection,
James
bro.
River. That's what I got for a fucking vaccine.
James and James.
So, dudes, we got a bunch of reviews. And I'm going to read a few of them because I think, like, you know, we send shout-outs to people that go on here.
Total brain lords.
But before we do that, I got the fucking, dude, the best review of all time. So, Sean, our boy, shout-out Sean, Neutral Accents. He's
what
like,
up, Playboy?
Like, dude, I left you a review, but I said fuck, so they won't put it. And this is, dude, this
tough
is like
crowd.
Him at his, like, most clever. The subject line's just, this is an easy choice. And this is the review. Marry Pierce, kill Bob, fuck Bev.
I think we could all get real. We can all three of us agree with that.
And so I thought about it, and there's really no other way to do that.
Move over, Andy. Another bulletproof statement.
You know what,
just
man?
Came through.
I'd tell you something. If Sean's listening to this, that fucking hurts. That's fucking hurtful. Really is. With all
if you're not kill, which one are you going to be?
I'm married material. I take care of you, man. That hurts, Sean. That fucking actually hurts. You can't step. There's no going back from that one. I'm actually hurt by that.
All right, since
like
Pierce is pissing, I'm going to read just some more reviews
from like
iTunes.
That might be worthy of a fucking phone call. I need to fucking set him straight.
All right, here's the first one. It's from Stone Cold Steed Huffman.
Oh, I'm still fucking.
Hilarious podcast. Keep the episodes coming. Still dying to hear Bob's greatest story.
Yeah, me too, man.
Which is also known as the.
I'm never getting past fucking Sean telling me that he's going to fucking kill me. That sucks.
No, he has to kill one of us.
Yeah, but
he
should
picked
be you.
You came in third. That's not that
you.
Bad. It's not
I
a
would
bad
kill
to come
you.
In third.
You're not taking care of nobody.
If you kill me, they have to fuck you.
But I'd take care of Sean. I'd fucking like, I'd be like a mother. All right,
so
I'd
the only option is marry you,
taking
fuck
care of nobody.
Kill me.
Yeah, kill you. You ain't taking care of nobody. All you're doing is fucking getting your rocks off, man. Nah, fuck this shit. All
right, this next one is from. It's called.
A fucking.
Rocks off.
Fucking bullshit.
This next one's from Marsh and Dracula. What's up, Mike?
Yeah, dude. What's
probably
up, kid?
Riding on fucking
Carlsberg.
Choppers out there.
Keep bringing you some guitars in the next couple
keep
of weeks.
Keep that right straight.
It's called Cop Jack.
Jesus Christ.
And this is a good review. Brave, stunning, important content that may leave one wondering. Did the carp that the guy got jerked off with still have the hook in its mouth?
Shit.
That's no, a good review. Dude, these are good reviews.
It didn't. It was a...
Yeah, but they had to catch the fucking carp, right?
Right, like how they catch it.
But probably because they're fucking Brazilian. They probably caught it by fucking hand. They just went there like catfish.
That's illegal.
Scooped it up.
Spring race right into it.
That's shout out to Matt.
All right, our boy Adam just said, would you? And the answer is, I did. Affleck is hilarious on this podcast.
Yeah, man.
We got, dude, there's a lot since the last one. This is good.
Affleck.
Jana.
Mm-hmm. What up? Thanks again for the fucking... Chopstick Murphys.
Yeah, you saved us last episode. This sounds like eerily similar to an MTV thing. This is the true story of three friends picked to talk on a podcast. Sometimes yell at each other and have their opinions recorded to find out what happens when people stop being polite and start getting real.
Shit. It's a trademark, that one.
Yeah, I mean, these next two are kind of like the ones that we have to go with. So,
do you honestly like too smart of a review.
Yeah, like none of our people, like, I don't even get that. Can you explain that to me?
Also,
it.
Best season of the real world is when they were in Boston.
Real world.
That?
Yeah, of course.
That was sick.
I haven't got past fucking Sean hurting my feelings.
Do you like stories about nearly getting molested in the basement of a dojo? Or Port-a-John blowjobs?
Not really.
Or maybe you're interested in the intricacies of a Home Depot piss bucket after whistling down four roast beefs and a six or a Carlsberg? Then these massholes are the guys you're looking for. Each episode is chock full of enough jackassery to make you want to move to Quincy, kid. Good review.
Not bad. Who wrote that?
Kevin Mick 918?
1,000% yes to it.
You know that dude?
No.
Hey, Kevin McNine18, you're our boy. You can move in with Bob.
Oh, I'm building the K.O. Kalen fucking place for you. Although I'm kind of starting fucking second.
What about Kano Kalen?
We just got a new one. I haven't read this
from
one
Mortal
yet.
Mortal Kombat.
This is from Linny. The wholesome coming-of-age story of three young Massachusetts 40-somethings growing up in and around Boston.
40-somethings, dude.
This podcast is a still young guide over here. Covering how to
you
care for a
it.
Changing body, below the belt, feeding and fueling your body, family, friendships, and feelings. It's an all-around great listen for women and men of all ages. After one episode, you too will be hooked. If you would like to be our PR agent, you're hired. Dude, we have a 5.0.
You spell wicked good, dude.
So go on the fucking thing and write shit and write reviews.
Yeah, be hurtful.
Subscribe.
Be somebody's best buddy and then fucking
what
hurt
is your biggest pet peeve is if someone makes fun of someone else and it's funny and the dude gets bent out of shape. You hate that. Guess what you're doing right now?
I'm pulling a fucking Jayhawk. I got no material behind it.
You remind me right now a lot of...
I'd come from Staples.
And it's a bummer.
No, it's because it's hurtful because at one point...
I'd come from Staples.
Hurtful.
I'd come from
because
Staples.
At one point, we were going to bunk. Everything was going to go to shit and the two of us were going to bunk in some basement somewhere.
I'd come from Staples.
Dude, you can't get mad at anyone anymore. You can never get mad at anyone
anymore. I can't, but do you have any idea how that voice goes right through? Like, you just want to...
I'd come from Staples.
Someone talked.
That's the most ridiculous thing of all time.
Are they plugged in next door?
There's riffs.
Riff masters, dude.
Bring me the riffs.
I think Pentagram's just fucking plugged in next door. Hey, didn't you say you had some fucking song that was given to us?
And that's for the end, dude. That's after Biohazard. That's soon. Hey, don't worry.
After, I can run with the best of them. Just, you know, whatever. It is what it is.
Dude, not a time goes by.
It's time to fucking wrap things up. So, hey, we're going to go around the table.
Shoot.
We'll do shout-outs and we got an ad.
We have no shout-outs for anybody.
We got an ad? Schick?
They got a shout-out to Whiskey.
Oh, this dude's like spinning the single bass.
What is that? What is going on over there?
Hey, you got any shout-outs?
Wait, is this coming to an end?
Yes.
Yeah, let me see.
Oh, here. I don't like that.
It's okay. We'll go booze afterwards.
Go through the files real quick.
No, I want to talk about getting, like, seeing cats fucking, like, fuck and all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, they're all gone, man. These shots.
All right,
save
man.
It. No.
I'll write that off for next time.
Okay.
Dude, like, the shit he says, like, these random words, it's like the Winter Soldier when they just say 17 random
and he
words.
Does some
and his brain just shuts off. And
I know somebody a lot like that. You say one phrase and they turn into a robot.
EdT09. This goes out to EdT09.
EdT09, big shot. He just killed 13
people.
You
can listen to Quincy Point right now. Someone's shooting off. Yeah, 209, yeah.
You didn't want to say the real thing because you didn't want him to turn into a robot. Who are you? You got shout outs? What happened, dude? Nah, off suit, you picking up one of those shirts?
Got to pick up those shirts, yeah.
All right.
Shout out to the Banshee for letting me do mushrooms that Saturday night.
Oh, yeah. That was pretty cool, man. Well,
that's a nice post-40 middle-age fucking hangout kind of shit. Right?
Post-40 again, the second time tonight. I'm not even...
What are you, like 45?
Dude, man, I got to stop drinking. This is,
you
if I look that bad, this is fucking brutal.
Hey,
look who you're in this room with, dude. You look fucking 25 right now.
No, he looks we look 75, he looks 45.
I'll take that. All right, that's fine. Yeah.
All right, so I got four quick shots. People's Congregation of Shakers and Movers. It's a,
I want to join that church.
Basically a religion started by some Quincy dudes down in Weymouth. Get into it. It's pretty fucking cool shit. Also, if you're on Instagram, you need to follow hopslut.69. If you love beers and you like great tits, this is an Instagram account that you want to follow.
Hopslut69?
Yeah. And
.69.
I mean, I don't know, but apparently you can pay extra, and she has a Snapchat with that shows nude pictures. I don't know. That's what I heard.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Eyebrow.
The last one is the shout-out is bostonaccentspodcast@gmail.com.
Yeah. Once again, I'm going to forget that we've said that, and I'm going to be like, yo, Bev, can you next time just shout out the email address on this thing?
Oh, yeah. Hey, why don't we shout out the fuck? Because you know what? Because we haven't for like three episodes, and I bet people are dying to email us, and they just can't.
They're going
to
do it, dude.
And if you don't follow us on Instagram, it's just Boston Accents Podcast, but I'm sure you do.
All right, thanks a lot, Chipotle, by the way, for giving out Bitcoin and not giving me any of it.
All right, so we have to do an ad real quick. So, hey, if you guys need any shit screen printed, our boys over at Triumph Printing can get the fucking job done. They're located in Lowell. Hit up my boy Matt. They're, you know, Massachusetts-based, USA-made shit. They've been doing this for 16 years.
You can get your Made in China hat made in the USA.
Yeah, that's a, you can get it made in the USA, but you can have it say made in China.
They're going to weave it out of my pubes for me?
They can do design as do well as branding. You can find them on Instagram and Facebook, Triumph Printing. I know you dickheads like want to make shirts and like you got your shitty bands and all your fucking shitty podcasts. Hit up Triumph Printing.
Oh, this shitty podcast.
Tell them we fucking sent you.
where were you following the fucking shitty podcast fucking?
Actually, they're printing. Like, I don't even know who the fuck these guys are. Their printing came out really good, so.
Yeah, fucking balls. And tell them we sent you. You get some kind of fucking hookup.
You sure? They feel like they're going to pay extra.
Probably. Yeah, I don't fucking know, but tell them anyway. Hey, I have one more segment we're going to do.
Oh, now we're going to do another segment. You don't want to hear about my fucking...
Ass bomb! I can't wait for the next one. That's it. That's literally all. Dude, any final word?
Shit, Superbad was a pretty good movie. You like Superbad?
I love Superbad.
That's pretty good.
Honestly,
movie.
It's fucking hilarious. He's like, do you know, there's like, they edited it wrong a couple times. So they were like ad-libbing. He's like, do you know how many foods look like dicks? The best kinds. Yeah. That doesn't make any sense, but it's fucking awesome.
I didn't get any of that, but that's fine.
Here comes the song. Stick around for the song that our friends sent us. They've made this song.
What was that, actually?
This machine creates potato garnishes. This is where I make potato garnishes. The magic and the mystery of potato garnishes. Little black squash balls. This machine creates little black squash balls.
It's Will Scheffler on drums.
It turns potato pancakes.
Well, we need to be on fucking mushrooms to fucking look at that.
Let's take mushrooms next time.
No, I don't need...